case okay. everyone edits. Okay, we are on.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Susan Blaze. I'm a financial professional specializing in long-term care, and I'm an executive coach. I have had the pleasure of knowing Dr. Louise Aki for probably 15 years now, if not longer. And she has been a pharmacist for 42 years with experience in small, medium, and large hospitals, community pharmacies, nursing homes, and clinics. For the past 25 years, she sees patients and teaches about medications for a family medicine clinic. Over the decades of practicing pharmacy, she has seen access to helpful information about medicines and supplements become progressively harder to find. Dr. Louise wants to change that. She founded Medication Insider as a place where you can find clear answers to your medication questions. So welcome, Dr. Louise. It's so great to be with you today.
Thank you, Susan. It's great to be here.
So why did you start Medication Insider?
I saw every day how confused my patients were getting, because it used to be 10, 20 years ago that a doctor would have time to explain a medication that they were going to send to the pharmacy. And then what they didn't have time to explain, the pharmacist would explain when they dispensed the prescription to the patient. But nowadays, there's so little time for the doctor to talk to the patient. It's barely enough time to find out what's wrong with them. And they're actually assuming that the pharmacist is going to fill the gap. But so many of our patients are now using mail order. And mail order, it comes in the mail like a week later. And sometimes you've forgotten what the doctor told you about. And in the case of certain types of prescriptions like inhalers and glucometers and other things that need to be shown how to use, they're on their own. And when you go to the internet, there's a ton of information, but much of it is very confusing.
I understand that. In fact, I know my dad, before he passed years ago, he had something like 15 different prescriptions. And I was very concerned because he went to several different doctors and he had three or four different prescriptions just for high blood pressure. I thought, this can't be good. He had so many conflicting prescriptions, perhaps, that I think that's another reason why it's critically important for people to have someone to talk to about the medications they're taking and how they might interact with each other.
That is so true. In fact, just this morning, I was working with one of our physicians about a patient who sees three different doctors' clinics, a pain medicine specialist, urologist, and us. And the urologist had been giving her a prescription that it significantly interfered with the treatment we were trying to provide. And it was something that the urologist doesn't really realize what else is going on. They just treat what's in front of them. And they don't always send their notes on to the other physicians. So you're often dealing with physicians that are in the dark about what is happening with you with other physicians.
Right. And so with all this going on, what do you think is the most important thing people should know about their medication and how to take it safely?
They need to make sure that all of their doctors know everything that they're on, all their medicines, all their over-the-counter products, and any supplements or herbal products. That alone, if they do nothing else, is going to make a huge difference. Because if the doctors all understand all the medicines, they can make better choices and they can avoid problems by avoiding giving somebody something that's going to cause a serious interaction with something they're already on.
That makes so much sense. So tell me more about what Medication Insider does for your members and subscribers.
Medication Insider is a lot like having a friendly pharmacist that you can ask questions, but you don't have to worry about bothering them because you can access the website anytime. So there's several different types of articles that I put on my free blog. Many of them refer to how to treat common ailments, something that like how to stop a nosebleed, how to treat skin problems and rashes, and how to treat wounds so that they heal better. What kind of medicine is available over the counter for itchy eyes? And when should you contact your doctor instead of trying to treat it yourself? So there's a lot of things that pharmacists used to have the time to explain to people, and they don't go to that pharmacy. So sometimes they feel a little awkward asking them for help because they don't get their prescriptions there. Or the pharmacist behind the counter is so super busy, they don't have time to step away and help them.
Mm-hmm. Right, I've had that myself. When I go to my pharmacy these days, those people in the back are running around. They're literally running from place to place. And if you get someone's attention, it might be for a minute or two. And so I believe you have another service that you provide called office hours. Isn't that right? Where people can actually speak to you personally, well, on the internet.
Correct.
Like we're speaking here.
I have a subscriber option. And for the paid subscribers, they get extra attention and extra time. They get a personal consult with me to start, which is 30 minutes of one-on-one time, which I call a clear answers consultation. And every week they have the opportunity to ask me questions that come up. And that is on a Zoom meeting for an hour every Tuesday evening from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time.
That is fantastic. That is something that is hugely valuable for people because they don't get the chance to talk to someone like you anyplace else as we have been discussing. So that's fantastic. What other things would you like people to know about the services you provide for them on Medication Insider?
Well, one of the things that helps people save money is going with a mail order pharmacy. But though you may save money, you sometimes pay on the other end because there's no one to explain to you what your medicines do, what to expect, and calling your doctor's office. Have you tried calling your doctor's office to get information about your medications recently? They are swamped, they are overwhelmed, and you have to actually get another appointment in to get time with your doctor to explain what's going on. That could be solved by Medication Insider's access to me and the ability to ask questions about medications.
That is fantastic. I just am so thrilled with the services that you are providing, Dr. Louise, because this fills a huge gap in our healthcare system for people. As the doctors and hospitals are getting busier and busier all the time, as mail order pharmacy becomes more and more a part of daily life, it's critical that people can talk to a professional like you. And I understand the passion you have for this work because I've known you so long, and I see how much you love to help people take their medicine safely. So how can people get in touch with you?
Well, the website is www.themedicationinsider.com. And there's a blog that has articles for free, a free newsletter that you can sign up. But if you want more, which I call full access, you would want to be a subscriber. So you have a monthly fee to be a subscriber, which gives you access to a one-on-one consult with me, which is a $49 option. And also with that, the office hours every week that you can ask any questions that you want. Also, you have complete access to a library of articles on different topics, such as medication safety, prescription medicines, over-the-counter medicines, herbal products, supplements, vitamins, minerals, and remedies, common remedies that the local pharmacist would take you and pick out something for you that could help you. And that is missing today. So that is something that you can get by being a subscriber.
That's great. Well, I hope that many people learn about your very valuable services at themedicationinsider.com. This is Dr. Louise Aki, who will help you learn how to take your medicine safely and give you clear answers to your medication questions. And this is Susan Blaze signing off to your healthy future.